I believe that's Leonard at Victor Alpha 7 Lima Golf. Mike, go ahead.
Good evening, Gary. Thanks for doing the net, and thanks for taking my check-in. Never had any dress code where I work, because I worked at the pulp mill here in Nanaimo for 46 years, 18 when I started, and a month away from my 65th birthday when I retired. I labored for a few years, and then I was machine operator, operating cats, loaders, cranes, forklifts, all that kind of stuff, dump trucks. And I was 5 years in the heavy-duty mechanics, and the last part of my career was millwright in the mill there.
Oh, yeah, right on. Yeah, I just looking up on my page here, and yeah, millwright and all that, like my brother and all that. You know, heavy equipment is something I've never actually had the opportunity to work and all that. Love to do that one day. I'll have to stick with small airplanes, though, I think. Thanks very much for that, Leonard. Any more for the check-in and chat, please come now. Well, I'm at the bottom of my list once again, so maybe I'll just swing back up to the top again and see if anybody's still around. So, Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo, anything else for the net?
I had to run back to the radio. This is Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. It is, I don't have a lot to say, but it is interesting to me that not that many people have actually had to dress up. I've always felt this is a pretty informal city, so I guess it's not too surprising. And I guess a lot of people are younger than I am, so there you go. And these days, not too many people are being asked to wear a suit and tie. Anyway, that's the only observation I have back to that. BA7ZB.
Yeah, roger that, Reg. Just don't wear Dayton's, I understand. Anyway, back to that here. Rosemary, do you still have anything for the net? Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Ash is probably putting the kitty winkies to bed. So we'll move on to Jason at Victor Echo 7, Juliet, Sierra, Oscar. You got anything else for the net?
Hey, yeah, so the one thing I just forgot to mention is Fridays is casual Fridays. We are allowed to wear jeans on a Friday as long as we're not, you know, dressed sloppy. So just casual wear is fine on Fridays. So it's nice to have companies that do that. Secondly, we were talking about the advanced certification and the Thursday courses. So I started actually doing the self-study from the advanced certification .ca.com. Really good material there. And I have a background in electronics. Actually, before doing IT, I had a college diploma in electronics, and I was pretty sharp with that. So for me, I actually am finding this, that was actually the easiest part of the HAM exam was the electronics part. It was learning all the propagation and solar propagation and all those things that are quite new to me, and I find that to be the most complex aspect of it is antenna theory and propagation with weather and sunspots and such. With regards to the Thursday, they mentioned that you guys are on Section 5. Have you started Section 5, whoever's doing that? And if so, what I'm going to do is I can study and catch up so that I'm at the same level and then go from there. So that's just my only question with regards to doing that, because this is just something I really wanted to do after...
Reg, if you're still there, would you like to chime in on that for Jonathan, Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo?
B7JSO. Sorry, I got cut off. I think my battery had died. Anyways, back to you. Hopefully you caught some of that.
Yeah, I did. I just tried to raise Reg there. He's handling the... if you go into the Surrey Amateur Radio website, I believe they got a mention on it there about the study group and so forth. So just go onto the SART website and take a look there. Reg might come back and let you know some more after I get off the mic here. So, yeah, he would have more information on that.
Yeah. VA7ZEB, may I comment?
On Thursday and stuff, but I just want to know exactly where they're at so that I can study and will be prepared for when I go into it. Because getting into Section 5 is getting really deep into it. So I just want to make sure that I'm up to par with it before I start. If Reg is still on, I'll find out from him.
VA7ZEB. Gary, are you good with me answering?
Yeah, roger that, Reg. Sorry, I talked over you there a moment ago. Go ahead and answer Jason's comment there, please.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not on the Surrey Club's website. It's actually on the advancedamateur.ca website. Advanced Amateur, all one word, run together, no spaces, no hyphens. And if you go there and click certification, you'll see the Zoom meeting. And if you scroll down, you're going to see all of the topics with all of the exam questions, and each of them explained in great detail and all of this stuff. So there's tons of content on that site. Once again, advancedamateur.ca. And if you're too late for this study group, you're going to be, it'll be okay. We'll probably do another one in fall. Anyway, that's, I hope that answers the question, and I will monitor if there are other questions. VA7ZEB.
Thanks, Rich, for the information. I actually did start the studying, the self-studying, the videos, the tests, pretty much done Section 1. I just wanted to know where you guys are at right now, because I can easily catch up. I'm doing actually quite well with it, as I already have electronics background. And I just wanted to make sure I cover all the bases. From my understanding, you said you guys are starting Section 5, or are you in the middle of Section 5?
Yesterday they covered us up to, I guess, 0.3 in Section 5, so they're about a quarter of the way through Section 5, roughly, and I think, you know, if you've got an electronics background, you're exactly right. You can catch up without any issue whatsoever, and even if you're not quite there, it's the learning doesn't have to be in order, if you know what I mean, and therefore there's no harm if you wanted to join the group this Thursday, even if you haven't caught up to Section 5 at that point. I think you'd be just fine, and you'd certainly be welcome. Anyway, back to that, VA7ZEB.
Okay, thanks, Reg, and back to net. We'll let the next person have a chance to talk.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Jason. And Reg, of course, yeah, I did my advanced quite a number of years ago now. It was a lot of fun. Yes, radio, propagation, all that. It's all smoke and mirrors. Oh, did I say that out loud? Okay, I'll move on to Jonathan now at Victor Alpha 7. Charlie, Juliet, Bravo, you got anything else other than that? Okay, I guess Jonathan's gone off with the cats there, so we'll move on to Jim at Victor Echo 7, Charlie, Oscar, Julia. You got anything else for the net? Oh, the night's quieting down. Okay, Victor Echo 7, Papa Foxtrot Romeo, anything else for the net?
Right, yeah, so, I mean, I've always think that it gives people a little bit more freedom on what they wear to work, especially if you're not facing, you know, customers or other people that you basically wear whatever you feel comfortable with. It's more of, I guess, when you're interacting with customers and when you have a meeting with other companies and all that, and you have to wear formal. But even then, I mean, it's just, I guess to me, being comfortable is more important.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the name of the game, the whole thing. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Well, I'll move on now to Mike. Any last comments from Mike at Victor Echo 7, Mike, Quebec Delta?
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment. Yeah, they said that I think it was CJB, Jonathan, said that it was pretty funny. Yeah, no offense. But I would say I grew up in East Vancouver, and I've lived there a lot of years, and then finally moved out here to Poco 35 years ago. So, yeah, that was the norm back then. It was Dayton's, Storm Riders, Max. Yeah, that's when, I guess, back then when East Van was a not-so-nice place to live. But anyway, that's all I have anyway. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Quebec Delta, just listening in.
All right, Mike, thank you very much for all of that as well. Yeah, I learned all about that stuff soon after I moved here, about the Daytons and the so-called outfits, and oh boy. And then, of course, they had a couple of the old saloons with male and female entrance doors, all that. Never seen that before back east. There you go, but I digress. All right, I'll move on to Gerald at Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-Ray. Go ahead.
Thanks, Gary. Good to return. If you one watches the SkyTrain commuter crowd early in the morning, you will find almost well over 90% of the folks having a backpack. And one can actually tell pretty much the, what do you call it, economic strata of different people wearing backpacks, because some people who are compensated have amazing backpacks that are quite fitted to the wear going in on their work. Other people, the backpacks really slag off to their bottom, and you wonder, is that really fitting properly? Otherwise, the most amazing ones were the moms with their children in strollers, and man, they're really put together for the transit commute in the 8 o'clock in the morning to go wherever they're going. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango, X-ray, back to the net.
Oh, that's an interesting one with the SkyTrain and all. I presume even at the airports you're going to see quite a cross-section of people nowadays. Like I earlier was saying, you know, in the old days of the airlines, boy, everybody was dressed to the nines when they went on an airplane ride, that's for sure. Okay, thank you very much for that. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Echo Delta, George, are you still with us? Okay, he's gone now. We'll move on to Nathan if you've got anything left to say here. Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo Charlie.
Nothing much to add there, Gary. Thanks for a great topic and kind of reminding the fact that I have to work from home and miss those dressing up days. So, yeah, great topic there. Thank you. Back to you. Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Bravo Charlie.
All right, well, thank you very much for that, Nathan. All right, and last but not least, I'll skip over Rizal and Jose and all that because I've probably got busy stuff to do there. I'll go on to Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Foxtrot. Anything else there, Richard?
Yeah, just it's interesting about the backpack. I'll have to look for the backpacks and judge people by their backpacks and say, oh, well, you know, that's a nice crisp one. That one's kind of sloppy. yeah, interesting point of view. I didn't take rapid transit very often, most of my jobs required me to be mobile. My last job my last full-time job was running around calibrating medical equipment, so I was usually going to the hospitals or clinics or private offices to do that. So it was business casual, but comfort played a big role. You know, common sense, I guess, if there is such a thing anymore. Speaking about advanced licenses, I just checked my certificate here. For me, this is an anniversary year. 50 years with my advance. Back to net. V7WF.
Well, congratulations for the 50 years there, Richard. Good on you there, man. Okay, have a good night. Move on, finally, to last but not least, Leonard. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf. Mike, have you got anything left for the net?
Good evening again, Gary.